Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world. We're going to give a big shout-out to our Choctaw, Alabama. I had a chance to spend some time with one of our viewers in Choctaw, talking about how much she's encouraged. And, you know, speaking about grace, and that was just beautiful what you shared with me. And we're just amazed in how many of you, we'd love to hear from you. We love to hear encouraging words and how you're being encouraged, because that's why we're here, to be able to encourage you, not just to preach at you, but just to talk about what's happening and get a light perspective and just put the right narrative over what's taking place, which is the God narrative that says that our God can do all things. He can do all things. He can totally take over.
That's right.
And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello. I had a wonderful, wonderful time spending Sunday morning with, I guess, my spiritual father, brother, John Kilpatrick, as he hosted an amazing prophet to the nation and a patriot, you know, Dutch Sheets. And I just love to hear Dutch talk. And he's just very normal, you know?
Right.
And the exciting thing is he's open to coming or participating, doing a live interview on VFN TV. So just be in prayer for that to come to pass, because we need to hear, as you've been hearing us, segments from Dutch and what he's saying, but God has given him a word for this nation. He has, you know, he sought the heart of God, not his own ministry, not a national ministry or anything of that nature. He just sought the heart of God, and God imparted to him his heart, and his heart was that he wants America. He has a vision for America, and he wants things to turn around. And it's amazing when you seek the heart of God. We ask for you, God, reveal your heart to us. Let us know what you're thinking and feeling. It's like, okay. All right, you know, okay, I don't know if I can take it anymore. And then we added the words in our prayer, and give us the grace to be able to do it. And I mean, Dutch didn't talk about this this week, but he talks about it, that it became so burdensome and so heavy, at times he just pulled off to the side of the road and just say, God, take it from me. You know, just take it from me. I just can't, it's too big. Man, I mean, we had those moments, not, oh my goodness. And then, you know, God just, you know, gives you a grace to begin to just walk in it. And he's talking about, you know, I'm talking about Dutch Sheets here, and we're going to talk about, you know, some of the topics we're talking about. We're also going to share some of the things that he shared, do our best at sharing what he shared, but we're going to give you a resource to get to him to be able to hear accurately in detail about it. But I lost my train of thought in the context of that. But just being hopeful. You know, be hopeful, understand our God's greater than all this. Sad thing is, quite often, you know, men have to have their backs against the wall before they look up. And you would think sometimes a logical conversation with folks would do it. Taking them into the wilderness with a Malachi mandate would do it. You would think pancake breakfasts would do it with sincere hearts and all this kind of stuff. You would think 5 years of prayer would do it. And the truth is, you know, consider hardship as discipline, God's training as a son. But understand these difficult times that we're going through and then have gone through and may go through is not about to write us off. It's to write us in the history books of God. God's got a plan for America. God has a plan for us. And I'm going to share with you something very powerful that God shared with Dutch Sheets and gave him a dream about being a boxer. And on his gloves was written two words. And we're going to talk about that and how that kind of unfolded over a five-year period. And it's going to give you really hope. One of the original flags flown over the 13 colonies when they were seeking for their, I mean, this just can't be anymore. We've got to be under God, one nation under God. So we'll be talking about that today. Also, I'm excited about this week. I get to take one of my grandsons.
One of them.
I got a chance to spend time with one of my grandsons last week, David, which is all grown up and stuff. You know, he's all big and handsome young man, and just quiet and and all the wonderful stuff. I like spending time with him. He appreciates everything. Mm-hmm. And Charlie, I get a chance to spend time with Charlie. Hello, Charlie. We're going to go have lunch together tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. He said he actually told his mother, I need to go on a date with Granddaddy. And I'm like, okay, hey. Yeah, he just had a birthday. I normally spend individual time with him. If you go to these huge parties, you know, it's like you don't even know. You're just there with a disposable camera. No, no, I'm just talking to history. And right. Hey, I am this thing lurking in the background over here.
Just stand in the corner and take pictures.
And I'm looking forward to that. I got a chance to take his brothers out on their birthdays. It was pretty cool. They ran back and forth from a buffet 722 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I do not eat from the dripping chocolate fountains at these things because my grandsons did.
Right.
No, yikes. Don't put your finger in the chocolate. Never thought about that. They need like a security over those chocolate fountain type things. Yikes. You know what I'm saying?
Just stay away from them, period.
I just stay. Yeah. Totally stay away. If it's dark chocolate, I might be tempted. I don't know. Well, also today, this week, remember to keep in continually Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, the Green family, standing up for, they're acknowledging God is the one that gave them the ability to establish Hobby Lobby. God is the one, and this is true, God is the one that gave them the ability to get wealth. God is the one that is assuring that their business continues to grow and that all their thousands of employees, this Oklahoma company, is getting paid. So they're saying, we cannot go against this God, our God. We just can't do it. With this healthcare thing that's been put out, you know, Affordable Healthcare Act, it's saying that that you as a business employer, despite your faith in God and, you know, and Jesus Christ, that you still have to provide ways to your employees that you paid, that you hired, that you chose to hire. Nobody told you how to hire.
That's right.
Chose to hire them. And you have to provide abortion for them. It's like, you know, I was growing corn before I started this Hobby Lobby business, this stuff for your, you know, scatterings in your house and these baskets and things. I could do this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, thousands of employees are being put at risk for a small fraction of folks who want to push their agenda on them. God's going to back this man. I just feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going to back this man. He is one of the lights in our country. Mm-hmm. He has built and established a museum for the Word of God, the Bible, the history of the Bible, and I think it's touring the world.
The largest.
Yeah, the largest in the world. He's taking the Word of God and holding it up before all and saying, this is holy, this is right. And then he's standing up for it. And then he's acknowledging God. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. People can threaten it. They can do all the things that Sanballat did to Nehemiah and all the things that the people who did against Ezra when he was, you know, they were trying to build the temple back. And there's always going to be those naysayers and stuff. But don't quit. Realize if it's of God, stand. Mm-hmm. And watch and take note, because you are the Green family. We are all the Green family. As Christians who love God, who read the Bible, who have a desire to follow what God says, knowing that making his values our priority, that we don't have a choice. We can't walk in rebellion to God. I mean, we can, but then we're walking away from God. Mm-hmm. And in that, follow their example. Follow the grain. People say, well, I can't risk my job. And it's like, you're making $26,300 a year. Green families are millionaires, risking everything.
That's right.
Fines, I think, as high as,
I think, $15,000 a day.
A day. That's not much. Yeah, 2 days is $30,000.
Right. Wow.
And so, but it's just money. In the very end, we're going to stand before the throne of God. And this life goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you know, if you hold tight onto what God's blessed you with and you're not going to hold it loosely, allow God to use it for his glory, I mean, we're going to answer for that at the throne room of God. It's just such a waste of resources if you didn't say, you know, I'm going to honor God with his tithes and offerings. I'm going to stand up and do what's right. I'm going to, even though I have this business is doing good, you remember when you were praying? I remember one particular man, we're about to go to a break, one particular man that he had no job. He got out of the military. I know a lot of these guys, but just this one. And he wanted a job so bad with this particular utilities company, a real good utilities company. And he had a book that was like that thick. Like,
It's over. Next,
is there anything else available for that? Right. And
you, audio.
Yeah, you didn't lose your job. You just you lost the position. Anyway, the I can't find the book. And it was just impossible in the natural sense for him to be able to just know this in a short period of time. So he put this whole big, huge, fat book on his head, opened it up, and put it over his head, and he prayed, God, would you help me absorb this so I could take this test and pass it? It's like an engineering aspect of it. And guess what? God did.
Wow.
Secondly, guess what? You can't find the man.
Hmm.
You can't find the man. It's going to be... Think about that. He says, you know, God gives us this work and jobs and houses and stuff, and all of a sudden we deny him? We deny him? How many people? I remember one teaching one particular man how to use, you know, value-based vision management and how to plan his time, and all of a sudden he got promoted up in this huge industry, this company, sitting in $500-something leather chairs and big desk and the board, doing elbows and stuff with the to-do people there, I guess. And, all of a sudden, you couldn't find him no more. Now he's lost his chair, his job, his position, his place, everything. He left God and lost everything. And you couldn't shake it out of him. I remember God even spoke to you very specifically about that. And it's like, we got to stop doing this. I mean, why would God continue to bless us if we continue to deny him? And one way to acknowledge him is to put his word first in your life. Begin to abide with him. Begin to honor him with the first fruits. And so I just want to encourage you. We'll be talking about more about that today. You want a Hobby Lobby is the standard for a lot of business owners right now. Put it all on the line, because it will all be on the line, by the way. And secondly, Israel again is helping out in the world, as their drones are the ones looking over the World Cup. They have drones that are flying over, so we'll be talking about that as well. A book just came out recently by co-authors Theodore Claypool and Teresa Payton called Privacy in the Age of Big Data, talking about, you know, there's nothing unhackable, so everybody's saying that things are unhackable. Also, I got a chance to be able to talk about what my mother said about me talking bad about Pat. I need to apologize. Mom, I heard you. I'm going to apologize to Pat. You don't know what he says to me off the air, though.
Oh, if
you
only knew
what he said. And how about being grateful? Of course, Dutch East, we're going to be talking about and showing the flag. And also, are we talking about Ann Graham?
Yes, call to prayer, 777. God gave her a mandate. And we're going to be talking about this prayer that's coming up July the 1st to the 7th. It's going to be very encouraging.
And it's an evangelistic army on the World
Cup. Yes, World Cup. There's an evangelistic army, 12 cities, and they're believing for 100,000 souls, people that are coming from all over the world. Many of them are Muslims who have never heard the gospel before. They're coming for the World Cup, and they're going to get a chance to hear about Jesus.
They will save the Muslims.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Can a public school exclude Christian groups from using their facilities? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, I would like to know if facilities form at a public school can state that religious activities or religious organizations are prohibited from using facilities.
Absolutely not. We've litigated that case now three times at the Supreme Court of the United States. The first time we won it in an 8-1 decision. The second time the case was unanimous. Even the third time, which was an elementary school level case, we won 6-3 overwhelmingly. So the answer is no. There cannot be a religious exclusion from access to a generally available public facility. If they allow community groups to utilize these facilities, they cannot deny a Christian group from utilizing those facilities because their message is one that has religious connotation, religious thought, or religious belief.
Join the American Center for Law and Justice in defending our religious liberties. Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners that are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can play, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I did get, when I hang around folks who hang around God, I get so much, you know. And one thing about, you know, Dutch Sheets is, you know, read Ezra. Read Ezra and understand that, that's what God did. When God was finished, because remember we talked about, you know, this, that this is Jehoiakim, and after Jehoiakim is Zedekiah, and it's God progressing his folks to a place that he wants us to repent before we get to this place. But Zedekiah represented Babylonian captivity, but what Ezra represented was coming out of Babylonian captivity, and all of a sudden the same government God used to oppress his people was now the government that all of a sudden decided to fund the building of the temple and gave an order for it. And by the way, this is like the king of Persia. You know, we talk about the Persian Empire and all this different stuff, and everybody's trying to do all this politics. Listen, the big thing, understand that God's government is over all, and every government of man is under that. And hopefully we'll get a chance this week to talk about, you know, praying from authority. And begin to, we've been praying at government, we've been praying, you know, for government, but it's time to pray as government. Does that make sense? And because our, you know, God holds the king's hands in his hand, directs him like a water course, and that all authority is established by him, which means it's his authority. So we need to see ourselves in the heavenly realm and begin to proclaim his word over the government. So we need to sit in his legislation. The ones who legislate from heaven, us, and begin to write, speak law, you know, speak direction, and all of a sudden, if that individuals whatever don't move, then God moves them, because he's the one. It's his government. I mean, it's what happens if you have an employee that's not going to do something. You don't go, oh, we're just not going to have a company anymore because Bobby don't want to work. That Bobby just gets a transition package. Right? And so God has a way of giving people transition packages, you know, from not being a governmental leader to being something else. And even, you know, transition package from this earth to the judgment seat of Christ, if, you know, things persist. And so that's the God that we serve. And so we'll be talking more about that. First, I want to be able to say, you know, as you're watching right here on your television, you can see this on the VFN torch at VFNTV.com if you go back and look at it. But Israel is always out there helping folks. You know, hopefully we'll get a chance to, you know, show you all these different ways Israel's helping the world. But Google, Facebook, medical industry, everybody goes to Israel to get ideas, technologies, and all that. But right now, as you're seeing, the drones, the Israel's drones, they developed this great technology to be able to monitor and see what's going on. You have to do that when everybody wants to kill you. You got to have a way to be able to do that. As a matter of fact, I believe that this week they actually removed a couple people who wanted to harm Israel. And so Israel is helping out with the World Cup by with their drone technology. As you see the drone that's in the air right here. But take a look at this. In Rio, They have drones now. Israel's drones have been asked to come in to be able to watch over the safety of wow. those who are in the soccer games. So think about this. I mean, look at the statue. There they are right there, as you're seeing. But, I mean, how in the only a blinded mind could see, why don't you want Israel on your side?
Yeah. Really?
These guys are for humanity, mankind. They're helping their enemies. They're bandaging the wounds of those who of their enemies' children. They're providing every way. And it's just like the only way that you could actually be against Israel if you're against God. Mm. That's the only way. And so the only way then the enemy can convince you to be against Israel is to convince you that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not God. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's very important because so many other religions kind of pan off before you get to Jacob. And Jacob, by the way, his name got changed to Israel. I mean, how can you break that, you know, whole aspect of what's going on? And so, I mean, it's just so good to know that, you know, we're so thankful for Israel. We're thankful mm-hmm. for Prime Minister Bibi.
Yeah.
And he had to lay some discipline down just recently, I believe, in the Palestinian area, and they took out two men that were planning on harming again, attack on Israel. And they just kind of like strategically, while they're driving a very small economic car down a road, they just kind of picked that one car off, you know? They were like alive, and they're scheming probably back and forth in this car, and all of a sudden they was like, poof.
They're gone.
Toast.
You know, and that's just, it's exciting in the fact that that the good guys can do something like that, but it's like this technology is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, where we're headed and the direction that we're headed, that's the direction that we're headed. I mean, Israel is so they were wireless when we were there. They were all, you know, mm-hmm. they were on the cutting edge of things back then. And so we want godly government.
Yes.
We want people who believe in the Constitution and your constitutional rights. And speaking of that, we did talk about that recently, but that was exciting to see the Supreme Court rule 9-0. To say that that's a violation of your Fourth Amendment. That data belongs to you. Where Bibi said, this scud's for you. We can say that data's for you and no one else, right?
That's right.
Talking about America, wake up. If they're going to attack us, they're going to attack you. And so he's talking about from the Iranians. But in addition to that, this new book came out. It's called Privacy in the Age of Big Data. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
They were writing this book, co-authors Theodore Claypool and Teresa Payton were writing this book at the time before Snowden came out. And their publicist said first, they go, "This people are not interested in anything like this. I mean, they're just not going to be interested." Then all of a sudden, all these things started happening. They're like, print it. And they just came out with it. And two interesting facts that I thought, because some people tell you, "Oh, your data's secure." Now, you have to understand, Teresa Payton, she worked for Barnett Bank. And Barnett Bank was on the cutting edge of this kind of technology, how to better serve the customer.
Mm.
And as she said, they were creating, and Barnett Bank has now been bought out by one of these bigger banks and all now. She said who it was, I can't remember. And it just never crossed her mind that somebody can hack into the data. And this is what they said. They said that everything is hackable. Teresa said this, the one who created that technology. Mm. Everything is hackable. I mean, think about that. I mean, everybody's saying this is not hackable. Do you have your password? Do you have like a 4-digit password? You know, and it's just like, what are you talking about? Everybody's like, "Hey, nobody will ever get my password." What do you mean? Banana 71? Come on. Your date of birth?
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I like people's email. I don't give anybody my information. You got your date of birth and your name and your email address or Gmail. I'm like, come on. It is crazy. But everything's hackable. No matter your intentions, you are risking your customer's information, she said, if you put anything online about them.
Mm.
And they have one particular company that put all their profiling, which I guess is legal if you're a corporation, their customers, mm-hmm. trying to better understand so they can market and meet the needs of their customers. And there's psychological profiles. Can you imagine? Could figure us out. Like, I don't understand when they're talking about Tara and they think they're talking about Jesus. And so But so they had the psychological profile, she reports, on their customer base. So this is what companies, and I'm not saying they're doing it, but you think about Target and Walmart, and they say, do you have a rewards card? It's like, no, I don't have it. I will not sell out my phone number. Well, you get a discount. Okay, I'll give you John's phone number. This is John's phone number.
Right.
It even knew that I gave him John's phone. This is John's phone number. No, I just made up a number, 555-5555. And it said, this is not your number. And so I gave it in. And she says, oh, sorry, no discount. I just gave up my entire thing.
You know, you don't qualify.
I wanted this pack of gum. I thought I was going to get like a dime off or something. I don't know. It was so stupid. Even when you pump gas, they're like, well, you give your data away. They say, you got a reward. Or, isn't that beautiful? A rewards card.
Right.
A rewards card. And so they got hacked. This company got hacked. And so Teresa's saying that, Teresa Payton was saying that all the psychological profiles for their customer, the psych profiles, was out.
Oh, great.
It's not good for business if you're saying, it's Friday, it's pizza, it's wings, you know, down the southern portion of that particular region. You know, we're not going to talk about who that is. Or chicken and ranch dressing, or no, chicken and Italian dressing and Tupperware.
And cereal.
And cereal. He had an early watch. So think about that. So understand this, that we should live a life once hacked, that you shouldn't be any different.
Mm-hmm.
And repent for everything, you know, whatever, including your buying habits. When you use a credit card, it records, you know, everything attaching to that particular number. And the Lord, if you go back and watch prophecies, go to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torchfield Prophecies. I told you it's going to be a cashless society. I mean, God showed me paper money's going. And outside of knowing that this is a perfect type of economy for the mark of the beast, this is a perfect type of economy for men to control people and all that kind of stuff, but also to bless people, because there's a lot of people that aren't moving up in the economy because of people hoarding this paper money and whatever. Either way, in the logical sense, it makes sense. I mean, who carries around cash? I mean, who really carries around cash? And in this next generation that's after us, they don't carry cash at all, which means every purchase that they make is tracked. And so we're heading in that direction, which means everything will be hackable, everything will be trackable. And hopefully, you know, I can't tell it to me. Anyway, everywhere you are, there's a little dot going on some map somewhere showing where you're at. So truly, if you live the life you say you live, you know, your dot's not going to go to certain places. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it won't be there long, because you'll see, like, the dot goes, like Joseph runs away. The dot just runs. See how fast my dot left? I didn't realize that Potiphar's wife was in there.
Right.
I ran for my life. Now, they're saying your coats are going to be your phone, that your coat will even be a tracking device and that type of thing. They'll be talking to your coat. And we're in Florida, so we won't have one of those.
We don't have that problem.
If it's just shorts, maybe, or a shirt. But Joseph would have left his coat there, because they would have thought, yeah, you were there longer. Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't my coat. It wasn't me. More, we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the Dar at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, the 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledge firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
If you're having difficulty hearing, ears to hear. It's so important. Sometimes, you know, when you're losing your hearing, you don't really realize you're losing it. It's other people around you that realize you're losing it because you just think they're not saying nothing or they're not being respectful and speaking up. But the truth is you're just not hearing them well. And the best way to find out if you're having a hearing issue is, first of all, ask those around you. Mm-hmm. When you speak, do I hear you? It could be a Southern thing too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But also go to ears to hear, because they have a test for you. They can test to find out how your hearing is, right?
That's right. They have a great, great place. You love meeting Dean Easterwood. He's a professional, and their staff is, I mean, top-notch. They have three locations on the Gulf Coast, and they're a perfect mixture between a retail place where you just kind of come on in and they kind of speed you along the way, maybe help you, and also they have a clinical side. So it's kind of the perfect hybrid of both. But they really care about their patients. They care about hearing. I highly recommend them. They're great people, and it's a great, great place.
Hearing aids have come a long, long way. You no longer have to use your wife and say, what did they say? The technology is so small that you can't even realize it's there. The question to you have, also may have, is like, well, I can't use my cell phone if I have. They even have that built in now. Well, it works off Bluetooth, so it goes right into your hearing
aid. Right.
Oh, wow. So make sure you go to Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear. Three locations. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on sponsors.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, continue talking about, you know, privacy in the age of the big data. In their book, co-authors Theodore Claypool and Teresa Payton, they said that in regards to this, nothing goes away. Everything, once it's out there, it's out there. And but they said this is what they found out: 60% of people who do search engines, whether you search for something, it's amazing who people can't just type in the URL. They just type in the company name in the Google. It's like, did you ever think about typing in www. or whatever,
dot com?
.com, and it says they just go to Google. And which, by the way, when you do that, that gets more data in the context of their data system. But 60% of people who use search engines do not go past the first page. I mean, that's how important it is to get your business on the top search, because if you sell a product, realize if you hit the first page, 60% of people are going to buy your product if they're looking for something. Isn't that something? 60%. And then 90% of people, they say, don't go past the third page. So if something bad's out there, just pray, dear God, move it to the fifth page. Because only 10% of the world's population. This is amazing.
Wow.
And so if you really want to find something, right, go to the fourth page. Go to the fourth page. And from what I understand about, since it doesn't go away, that when you hire people like reputation.com and all that, they actually create positive things about you that come and pushes the other information down somehow. So they don't make it go away. It just starts talking about how good Pat is, you know, and those different type of things. And one more thing they talked about, which I thought was pretty interesting, that these apps, it says, when you have an app that comes up on your phone, it says, do you want to be able to reveal your location? It's like, why do you want to know my location? And when you do that, according to what they were saying, like weather app did that, and every 10 minutes it sends your location back to that particular company. Every 10 minutes. Versus just saying, no, I'll just, you know, for this one encounter, I want them to know where I'm at.
Right.
So everything you said yes to in regards to enabling that tracking, you're telling that third-party company, not just whoever your phone company is or whoever their iPhone, whatever, Google, you're actually saying, just, you can track me everywhere I'm at. And so I thought it was pretty interesting. But the truth is, you know, Jesus told us that there's nothing under the sun that's not going to be revealed. It's going to be shouted from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. So we got to begin to live our life in a way that says, you know, that the reason why we're Christians, we needed a Savior. We've fallen. We're sinful outside of Jesus Christ. And if Jesus does not put a grace on our life, if he does not keep us, we fall. Mm-hmm. And he tells us that because we are his, if we do sin, we actually have an advocate that we can actually confess our sins to God, and he'll forgive us of our sins. So Christians aren't sinless. They're forgiven.
Right.
And there's nothing that's taking you that's not common to man, but there is only one remedy, and that's Jesus Christ at the cross. And we have to live a life. And when you have more of a concern about men finding out than God already knowing and finding out, mm-hmm. you're going to be defeated anyway, because every time men are not around you, men don't know your stuff, you're in sin. You know, versus, you know, the traveling businessman, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's when he's at home, he's totally fine. But when he travels, he ends up falling into sin.
That's right.
Because he has a fear of man, not a fear of God. But if he walks with the fear of God, he has the same awareness of God and the knowledge of God wherever he's at. And so he watches what he turns on in his hotel room. He watches who he fellowships with and those different things when he or she travels out there. There's nothing more sadder than watch people at the national airports passing. So they look so just like robots, you know, going back and forth. Like, why is that something? So I want to officially tell you, Pat, that, you know, I'm sorry, you know, for saying anything. You know, they don't realize that you are in perfect shape and that, you know, you're not overweight, you know, that you do work out, you know, that you do eat nothing good. And, you know, and so if any way, you know, I've offended you. All right, Mom. She was laughing. I think it was pretty funny. What we try to do is if we go ahead and make fun of ourselves, it helps you guys out. Like, oh, they've already done it already.
Right. Save you the trouble.
Yeah, right. I did explain to her. I said, but I talked about, it was John and me at the Thanksgiving parade when we showed up. People started tying ropes to us and said, why don't you float? Why don't you float like everybody else?
Yeah, Marilyn, did you say something about that? Did
Right. So grateful. I just want to encourage you today to just think about gratitude. When we came out of a time of prayer and fasting for the persecuted church, I was so grateful to see God begin to shake the prisons in Sudan and free Miriam Ibrahim. It's just powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and it proved to us that God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. He does. The prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. And we're righteous because of not what we've done, because of what Jesus has done. He talks about it in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. He says, for those who receive the gift of righteousness. So in that awareness and faith in that gift of righteousness, we can pray. And our God answers to the point where he shook the prisons of a radical Islamic-held Sudan. And shook her out of jail.
Sure did.
And her family twice. And so just this gratitude, you know, and I just had this come over me. And I, you know, I'm the kind of person that goes into the store at least once or twice a year. And I look at how much food we have. You go to a thing like Sam's, you go, that's like 70,000 gallon cans of green beans. And where do we grow these things at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the paper packaging and all, I'm like, I'm like, okay, help me not to get focused on that, God. We got so much trash we're throwing away. And, but just the roads. You think about, we have these roads in America, and we just take them for granted. But all the government officials that took the time to plan and to strategize and plan 10 years down the road for drainage and for roads and all these county commissioners and city council people and state that said, you know, we're going to make sure these roads get done. I mean, we appreciate you. We're just grateful for all that you're doing and making transportation possible. I mean, it's just very exciting to me. We're thankful for, you know, the government. To be a person who chooses to be in government in this day, I mean, I admire you. That is something else because this is almost the ultimate unpleasable atmosphere, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's about pleasing a majority of folks to be able to stay in office or get elected. And the fact that you would just go to that state capitol every day and you would sit through those boring, long meetings as people talk about a stop sign over the railroad track back in their city. And, you know, plus getting the big things done while you're there. And then making sure the funding happens, making sure we don't compromise our states and that type of thing. I mean, I'm just very grateful for those ones who will serve in government and those that serve in local counties and city council and county commissioners. And, you know, that's amazing because they deal with things like, okay, we're going to zone this, you know, a category. You can't drive a bus down here, but you can drive a car down here. You can put two houses on this. You can't put three houses on that. You know, that's just not me. It's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But that's the stuff that keeps things going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without that, you know, I think about the county that we're in, you know, Commissioner Robinson, where he, in his district, there was this business that, dumping company, a trash company, that just dumped everything out there and just abandoned their business and left that toxic waste that was raining and overflowing and pouring into the neighborhoods. He sat there and focused on that thing and raised $6 million to be able to make sure that all those people were safe down there.
Wow.
I mean, think how nice that is.
Wow.
You know, you think about these different ones, and then you think about, you know, the ones who are over the schools, the principals and the superintendents and all those ones. Every day you're strategizing how to make sure that our kids, you know, are safe, that they learn how to read and write and function and get a job and those different type of things. And stay alive too in the context of these things. Deal with the multiplicity of parenting, you know, that's going on, and how grateful we are for those folks. And then the police chiefs and the sheriffs across the land that every day they're thinking about how to keep you safe. And their deputies and their police officers are out there. I mean, these are components that give us a land of peace. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a land of peace without these ones who serve in government and serve us like this. This is why you pay your taxes. This is what your tax money goes to. Then I think about the soldiers. I think about the soldiers who risk everything to defend our country from enemies, foreign enemies. And they are willing to take orders from one commander in chief that we elected to go out there and to lay their lives down for our country and to go to foreign lands. You know, I was just talking to one of my family members that's fixing to go to Germany, and you know, her husband's being deployed over there, so she's going to be going to Germany. And the things that families have to give up so that somebody in their family can serve us, and I'm just so grateful for that. I mean, you put all these components together, you got freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You got function. You got a place that you can do business in, that you can live your life in, and you could just be so grateful. So I was riding down the road, you know, just thanking God for food, because we just came off of a fast. And I was just grateful, you know, and I pulled up this intersection, and there was this particular man that had a son that needed some help. And I've never seen a man at this particular intersection. Never. It's just an odd intersection. It's too big of an intersection to make any kind of impact, I guess. But he was standing there with a sign, and I was in the middle lane. It wasn't any cars there, and you know, like, I want to give him some, you know. So I called him over, and Donna was with me, and she started rolling her window. I said, no, keep your window up. I'll have him come around my side.
Yeah.
And so he came around, and he looked me, you know, in the eye, and I gave him, you know, something to help him out. And I said, God bless you. And he looks back at me and says, God bless you. But then he stops. He turns around, and he looks at me in the eye. Because, you know, you can have somebody that's you know, just their normal life, but they have to give a prophecy. But they're not moving prophetically. But all of a sudden, then they pause, and then they begin to prophesy to you. That's the moment the Spirit of God moves on that person that delivers that word to you. So all of a sudden, you were talking to a person, but then God was talking to you through that person. Now you're getting a prophetic word. It was kind of like that encounter. And all of a sudden, he looks me in my eyes. You know, we're just coming out of this huge, awesome move of God with you know, Miriam Ibrahim being removed and moved out of prison, released, and just watching God just do these awesome things. And then he turns back around, he looks me in my eyes, and I felt like I was looking in the eyes of Jesus. And this is somebody who's in tattered and, you know, and going through some real rough times, and said, I love y'all. And it was just like pierced.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, he just says, I love y'all. And I just felt like God just said through this man, I just felt like, you know, this man was there for that encounter to say that this what we do matters, and that God loves us. And it made me think of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, when he says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, thereby someone have entertained angels unaware as. And I felt like God just came up to our car after that time of just, you know, painstakingly trying to seek him, hear him, this process, and then finally releasing the word, going in times of prayer and fasting, seeing what's going on. Because we listened, he came up and he told myself and Don, and I believe everybody, he just says, I love y'all. And I was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't get away from that. So I just want to tell you that God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Nothing you do for him is in vain. It will never be forgotten. Everything you do for him is being written down in a book and remembered. And God just wants you to know that he loves you. We'll be back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. 5 years ago, and you remember this, Pat. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, the Lord led me to buy a vehicle. Okay? The Lord led me to buy a vehicle. And it was a time in our life that, you know, we didn't want to get into a car payment or nothing like that. And since then, I've had car payments, you know what I'm saying, since that time. But at that particular time, we just wanted to just buy something cash. And I wanted to spend about, I think it was $3,000 or something like that, you know, and then just a second vehicle.
Pocket change for John.
Walking around change.
That's Pat's bling bling money. But anyway.
That's Chris's.
Chris is the bling bling. Chris is the bling bling.
Pat just buys sinks, paraphernalia. Oh, they have toothpicks with like the logo on it?
That's my tools.
Yeah, tools. Yeah, that's his generator.
Nothing I can use.
Well, so I'm spending all this time, and me and Pat, actually you and I were both looking for a vehicle that time. And
was that the same time?
Yeah, same exact time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm scouring.
Which is paid off, by the way.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. God is good.
God is very good. Mm-hmm.
You want to pay mine off now?
No. I got another one.
Okay.
You had to move a new, bigger, longer
that limousine. Have you seen the? Yeah, it's on the torch. It's on the torch. Yeah. If you haven't
seen
that
one, big enough for his trainer.
Oh yeah,
for his trainer to fit in there.
he's bulking up, protein.
I gotta make room for my tools.
Oh.
Is that what he calls his bicep?
Wow.
You got names for them now?
You got names? He removed guns. He wanted a more subtle approach. Calls them tools. Now. Yeah. You know, he thought guns was over the top. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I got pistols.
Water gun pistols.
Water gun pistols.
Cap guns.
Ting, ting, ting.
What were you talking about?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are so excited about the Supreme Court ruling on behalf of Hobby Lobby. This is so, so very important. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear the CBN News report as this ruling means so much to all of us. Listen up.
Graham. A battle between religious freedom and Obamacare plays out at the Supreme Court today. The case involves whether Hobby Lobby and other businesses can say they won't pay for some birth control drugs for religious reasons because they believe those drugs induce abortions. Mark Martin has that story.
Hobby Lobby, the Oklahoma-based arts and crafts chain, is owned by devout Christians, the Green family. They say Obamacare's mandate requiring they provide insurance coverage for all forms of birth control violates their religious rights.
We believe that Americans don't lose their religious freedom when they open a family business.
Hobby Lobby has more than 500 stores with more than 15,000 employees. The company does cover 16 types of contraception, but many people, including Hobby Lobby's owners, consider other types to be abortion-inducing drugs, like versions of the morning-after pills and IUDs.
These abortion-causing drugs go against our faith, and our family is now being forced to choose between following the laws of the land that we love or maintaining the religious beliefs that have made our business successful and have supported our family and thousands of our employees and their families. We simply cannot abandon our religious beliefs to comply with this mandate.
The Obama administration and supporters of the Affordable Care Act say a woman should be able to choose the type of contraception she uses, not her employer.
Millions of women and their right to preventive care, including birth control, is trumped by a handful of CEOs who have their own.
It's amazing when you see what's taking place. Can you bring that back up to that particular point?
Yeah.
But the ruling, what was the ruling on that?
I'm trying to get that number for you right now.
5-4.
5-4.
5-4. And that's how important that is. You know, one more person would have went one different direction on the Supreme Court. And it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, this is exciting news. This is answer to prayer. And we want to pick right back up where in this report and continue. This is amazing what's taking place.
Including birth control is trumped by a handful of CEOs who have their own personal opinions about birth control.
And politicians on both sides have been making their positions clear.
Well, in that case, I think the statute itself, as interpreted by the president, violates the First Amendment of the Constitution.
The owner has a right to his or her religious beliefs, but that doesn't mean you get to discriminate against women if women have different beliefs than what the owner has, and the woman wants to exercise her rights under the Constitution.
Some involved in the case say the Supreme Court case strikes right to the heart of American life.
I think, though, just as important as our giving is our hearts, and that we do have clean hands and a pure heart in our work. And this is what God would require of us.
Mark Martin, CBN News.
Clean hands and a pure heart. Listen, business owners, stand up for God. I mean, every single day, you know, we are bringing to you one of Jay Sekulow's understanding of the Constitution and religious freedoms. We have the First Amendment. Where every day we do that because we want you to know that you can stand up for God. And what's happened with the Green family here and with Hobby Lobby is, I mean, that's just huge ramifications because they're even trying to force Catholic social services and other people who are doing things in the name of the Lord to be able to start providing all that. So this is a huge win, a huge blow to an ungodly practice that was trying to say that you get to deny your faith and what you believe in. We're very thankful for the Green family. Remember, if you own a business, you are the Green family.
Mm-hmm.
You are the Green family. We were going to be talking about Dutch Sheets in this particular program, but catch us in our next one. We were talking about, you know, some of the things about the original flag that flew over America, and it's going to be very hopeful because God had given him a dream, and his dream specifically about knocking down, I believe, five giants.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I had a chance to talk about, well, now that you mention this, you know, I don't tell this to many people, but, you know.
All right.
And I said, come on in. You got some of you want to knock out of here. And but this is a huge, huge, exciting win. And think about this, that we talk about the original intent of the nation, and hope this is going to be a part of the original intent. Make sure this is. Because our founding fathers knew this day would come. So he gave three equal branches of government. He gave the executive branch, which is the president, the legislature branch, which is Congress, you know, the Senate and your House of Representatives, and the judiciary branch. And either one of those can outrule the other. And thank God, by one person, by one judge, because of that branch of government, it proved its power today. It proved its power that you cannot violate the constitutional rights. This is unconstitutional. You cannot violate citizens' First Amendment rights just because, you know, I'm an American citizen and I own a business. You can't tell me I have to deny my God. Mm. This is huge.
Huge.
This is very huge. And I just heard, too, and I was excited about a particular soldier that just went through boot camp, and his commanding officer gave him a coin for reading the Bible all the way through during his boot camp time. He got a coin doing that.
Challenge coin? Wow.
Yeah. Is it a challenge coin?
I think they call them challenge coins.
For reading the Bible all the way through in boot camp?
Wow.
Read the Bible all the way through. This is good.
Yeah.
That was very exciting. Wow. We're seeing, you know, understand that good things are happening. You're going to start seeing the rise of the Lord. He's raising standards. This is a standard. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that I will lift up a standard. And today, in America, a standard was raised by our founding fathers, God through our founding fathers' principles, when they wrote this Constitution that said there's three branches of government and they all have equal power, and their job is to be able to uphold and protect the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's what they did today. Mm. Again, thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you laid out for this nation. Make sure you catch us on our next program where we're talking about, you know, Dutch Sheets Ministries, what he was talking about, the original flag flying over America, what George Washington did, how important it is to make an appeal to God and understand outside of God, this never would have happened, which means this is truly one nation under God.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. Auto Docs of Pensacola is where all Sid cars go to get well. ASC and Toyota Master Technicians are at hand, specializing in automotive repair, transmission repair, vehicle maintenance, and so much more. Call and make an appointment for your Sid car today. Oh my goodness! Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Visit Miss Sue's Vintage Market for your special one-of-a-kind gifts and for all your antique decor. Vintage, rustic, distressed furniture, collectibles on the corner of Ensley and North Palafox, where you can buy, sell, and consign. Visit Sue today. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I know you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series. Mm-hmm. And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, which also original intent and wisdom moments. And
prophetic words.
Prophetic words. Mm-hmm. And those are series that it has right there. Mm-hmm. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that. Think about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom, you can choose live. Like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out.
You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's VVictor FN TV, and it, you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. And we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom and the safety of his people.